Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Welcome back to Mac Break. I'm Leo Laporte, and now the man with 120 domain names. But there's only one you need to remember, 43folders.com. It's Merlin Man. You have how many?
I got a few. Some of them are dormant.
Dormant. Yeah. We're just talking comparing domain names, but I'm such a punter compared to you. I've got a few dozen. You've got hundreds. You're quacked. Mm-hmm. Anyway, one of the reasons that Merlin is so effective, one of the reasons I go to his website, 43 Folders, so often is he's the king of productivity. And you turned me on to this. It's changed my life. And I have to say, I hear from people all the time. I heard from Kelly Lewis at geekbrief.tv that because of me, because of you, she's using it too. It is the single best productivity tool on the Mac, right after Quicksilver Texts. Now, I want to say TextPander.
They changed the name.
They bought it. It was sold, and it's now TextExpander.
TextExpander.
It's not your father's TextPander. They've actually added some great new features. This is one case where a new owner is actually improving, I think, in many ways, the product. It always was a great product, even better. So show us TextExpander.
Well, TextExpander, it is hard to say.
See, should it be TextExpander was good.
TextExpander.
They never thought about that.
No, they're not.
This is a system preference pane.
Yep. And it's there's a rich heritage of this kind of thing on Macs and Windows.
Oh, yeah, quick keys.
Type it for me, On the Windows, you got the action.
Yeah, thingamajigaro.
Action
What is that called?
Active Words. Buzz is going to kill me.
Active Words is great. Buzz, I like Buzz.
Buzz
is a nice guy.
You know, if he comes out of his shell, he's going to do real well. So what it does is, a lot of fancy talk, you basically go in and you create these little text shortcuts that when typed, trigger a big old chunk of text to be dumped in wherever you are.
You can't have if you're worried about typing and having the thing take over, you can also have an action key and so forth.
Absolutely. But I mean, like, so what are uses of this? Like email signatures, standard clauses in contracts, the kind of stuff that you're like typing over and over. Exactly. Yeah. A lot of people use it for like quick responses.
But it's been very helpful for me in email because I type the same email over and over again. So I have probably 30 or 40 kind of things that, oh, you want this? Here's how you do it. Mm-hmm. And that's really great.
Yeah,
now, I'm curious how to see how you do it. I will often have, like, so for instance, somebody wants to advertise on one of our shows. I double the first letter, AADS, because I would never type that in real life, and then it fills in the form. But you could also have it type ADS, hit tab. There's various ways you could do that.
Yeah, you can have different triggers.
Do you like the double letters? How do you do it?
I actually use double letters. Yeah. As you'll see, like, so when I want to type AHREF equals da-da-da-da, I have AHREF.
I do the same thing. Double AHREF. Yeah, double AHREF.
Well, we'll start with making one of these and just kind of get an idea. So it's simple enough to just go in and say, make a new one for me. This is going to be a really simple one. Let's just say, I love Mac Break, which, of course, everybody does. You find yourself typing this all the time. And
I love the beach ball of death. Okay, there we go.
Yeah. And so if I wanted to, I could just turn that to, say IHMB.
You want to be careful not to type something that you would
use a lot. Otherwise, you're going to hear a little bloopy sound and lots of exploding text everywhere you go. But for the sake of argument, we'll just make this something as simple as IHMB.
It's done. That's all you
need
to do.
And then when I go over, when I go over to my little, text program, I type IHMB.
You like that bloop?
Out explodes. Makes
I've come to love the
noise.
Bloop.
I do too. It says, I just saved you time.
Yep.
That's what it says.
I leave the bloop on. I just love it.
Yeah. Bloop. It's terrifically useful.
You might hear it sometimes in the podcasts.
I mean, whatever chunk of text you hear blooping along.
Well, bloop. Sometimes you'll hear me. I'm doing other things and you'll hear bloop and I go, oops.
I'm saving Leo time.
Whoops. And embarrassing.
And this, what's great about this, I don't know if you even know this one. So I love you. I can select that and through a service, I can go in and say, actually,
make new
create
snippet.
A snippet. And so from any snippet of text, it'll go in. Now all I have to type is I-L-O-V-E-Y-O-U-U, or however you want to do it.
Now I notice you have 712, now 713 snippets. What's wrong with you?
I have a lot of problems.
Why do you have so many? How did you get so many?
There's a file out there that we can go, I'll get this address for you, but there's a file out there where you can actually import all of the Microsoft Word spelling corrections into one file.
So that's what you have. You have all of the quick fix things that they're in Word.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually handy because, you know, there's certain words you mistype a lot, or you type T-E-H instead of T-H-E, and it just fixes it.
I mistype my own name constantly. I'm constantly calling myself Melrin. So who's this for? Well, I mean, in addition to people who are, you know, writing a lot, people who live in a web browser, if you're typing in a web browser all the time, you know, so for example, like if you're
I mostly use it in email. So show me how
emails,
I would use
emails
it
another
ways.
Good one. Yeah. So if I constantly am typing the ability to create a link, A-H-R-E-F, and my code is I add another F, and that blows in.
Boom.
Yeah. Now, if I'm in TextMate, I've got stuff that's a lot more sophisticated.
Now, show us how you did this particular thing, because I noticed that the selection is not where I would expect it to be at the end.
A-H-R-E-F-F. And you'll notice the blinking cursor. Look at that. It's not at the end.
It's where you want it to be, actually,
exactly.
Right after HTTP.
Exactly where I want it to be. Well, the sexy part is, if I can find this one quickly, is that you have the ability in Text Expander to go in and tell it where you want the cursor to be.
So you can, there it is.
So in this case, I've told it that cursor is represented by a little percent and a pipe.
Percent pipe.
Yeah, and it's going to remember that that's where I want the cursor to go.
Very
when I'm
cool.
done. So if you're putting in an image, so ditto here, if I go over and I say I want to do IMGG, I'm going to change that one. Okay, never mind that one. I changed that one.
It doesn't work anymore.
What a lot of people don't know is you can't actually have an actual image come in. You can actually have it dump in a signature.
I have ATB. It types all the best and puts Leo Laporte.
Oh.
Oh-ho.
But what if you're on FARC and you want to warn people that ITSATRAP and it automatically drops in Admiral Akbar.
Now, that's really useful.
Let's say you're always typing Lorem Ipsum text. L-I-P-S-U-M. We'll dump in Lorem
that's
Ipsum
very
for
handy.
You.
Yep.
You're sick of writing your same mailing address. M-A-L.
Boogaloo Shrimp.
Boogaloo Shrimp. That's right. Very popular. Something as simple as your stupid cell phone number that you're always typing over and over. Your favorite email signature. And again, as with all these things, it's hard to see unless you can see me typing, but I'm typing relatively few keys to get this stuff dumped in there. Anything you find yourself, now, so the hack inside of the hack is if you find yourself, don't say it, if you find yourself constantly typing the same thing over and over.
Yes.
Have the presence of mind to go in, add a snippet for this.
That's the key. You've got to kind of remember that.
Yeah.
But it'll come to you as you start to use this thing. It is shareware. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what they're charging for it now.
Yeah, it was smileonmymac.com is the name. I want to say $30 or so, 25 maybe. But
it's well worth it. Peter Maurer, who did Butler, did the original
app.
Text Expander, and props to Peter. And now these Smile on My Mac folks purchased it. And I have to say, as I said earlier, they've really done a lot to make it even better, which is really, really fantastic. Highly recommended Text Expander.
It's at smileonmymac.com. Is that accurate?
You know, it's that address you see right on your screen right now.
Oh, look, right down. Oh,
right there.
Right
there. See? No, you're not allowed to read it. It's backwards. Ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Melrin Man, 43folders.com. Check him out and check us out. We'll be back with another break sometime soon. I'm Leo Laporte. Take care.